This is Carmen Pesek on July 12th, 2018, and I'm here visiting with Nick Pahalik. Nick Pahalik was born on September 10th, 1930 at the Athabasca Hospital. His dad, Mike, came from the Ukraine in 1927, and his mom followed approximately a year later with brother Alex and John. After came Mike, Steve, and then last Bill. So Nick, where did you grow up?
Where I grew up? I grew up in Athabasca in 1930. And then when I grew up a little bit taller or whatever it is, but I was doing some chores for mom and dad. The dad sent me to milk cows, me and my brother Mike. So we went to milk cows. So we kept on milking and milk. I had about half a pail of milk, and a cow kicked it and spilled all the milk on the floor.
Oh,
yeah. That come along a little while back. Said, "What did you do with all the milk?" I said, "A cow kicked me. Cow kicked the pail and spilled all the milk." Boy, he gave me heck there for a while, hey? So I kept on milking. I had different cleaner pails, so I milked in different cleaner pail.
Yeah.
And then I had about a quarter of a pail. It was very much milk left, hey?
After the cow kicked it?
After the cow kicked me. So, okay, but that was okay. But anyhow, when we had that milk, we had a separator in a bunkhouse, and we separated the milk. We've been turning it out. You know that separator had got a handle, kept on turning and turning and turning. Eh? And milk was going one side, the cream was going the other side. But a neighbor come along and he was drinking milk when we were separated from he was drinking from the little tap there. Yeah, and then after we finished that, and then we went to the house, and then we had breakfast. We had breakfast, and then we had quite a bit. Yeah, Bob made us breakfast there. Kept on eating all that, and then that sent us to clean the barn where the cattle were. So we've been pitching all the manure out of the barn, and we had quite a few horses. We had a stone boat and one horse, and we used to haul the manure to the garden, you know, for fertilizer.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, so we finished all that. So anyhow, so we went and took the harness off the horse from the barn and let the horse at the pasture. Yeah. And then after that, but then later on, I see a bunch of kids coming to mom and dad's place where I was living. And they want to play hide and go seek. You know, they want to play hide and go seek. You know, we're all little kids. You know, we're playing. And you know, there was about 8, 9 of us were playing there. And anyhow, I went, and there was a whole bunch of rabbits that day. We were catching rabbits same time as playing hide and go seek. But anyhow, so I went atop the hayloft. I was hiding away there, and then some else guys come with me there, and we tried to hide away. And that was like playing touch last, whatever it is you call it. I don't know.
Like tag?
Yeah, like a tag, yeah. So anyhow, so I went, kept, and I, here I, there was one lady climbing up the ladder there, and she found me, and I couldn't get away. Yeah, I couldn't get away because she caught me just in time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we played for hours and hours, eh? Yeah. But anyhow, so we stopped out there, and right after that, we were catching all the white rabbits. There was kind of winter time a little bit there, eh? Just a little bit of snow. And we tried to catch all the rabbits up there. Yeah.
Did you go?
So we caught a few of them. We caught a few, and those rabbits started squealing, yeah, squealing crazy. But anyhow, so we let them all go. We let them all go, yeah. But anyhow, so all the kids went home. Then we had dinner with mom and dad there. You know, there was what, there was 6 of us in the family there. We all sat around and we said our prayers. Each one had said our prayers there.
Yeah.
By the table. Yeah, and then we had breakfast. Then we had to go do little. Then your dad said, "Okay, Nick, you know what? You go harness that horse. Harness that horse. Horses there. Just two horses, three horses. Yeah, and go and harry that field up there. Harry the field. But that used to be. But there was a. Yeah, we had to go play ball the same day. Just that told me to go and harrow, and I was a pitcher. And I didn't like that very much. I got kind of a little bit mad on that. He said, "You go to harrow the fields before you go play ball."
Mm-hmm.
So I went. I went, took the horse and the harrows, and I went and harrowed, and left the patch. Harrowed and left the patch. And harrowed and left the patch. And dad come along. "How come you didn't harrow this year? How come you didn't harrow this?" "Oh, dad gave me a heck this. You better start to finish all that harrowing up there. Because I want to go play ball, hey, because I used to be a pitcher."
Yeah.
Hey, geez, I had to finish it up. And all the kids come from Ball Diamond. He said, "How come you didn't come?" "Well, dad told you to go to harrow it because I left home. Stuff, so much stuff behind."
Yeah.
So stuff behind, so I have to finish it. But right then, after all, I see it was close to a bush. And there was I see a deer in the bush right there when I was harrowing. So, gee, I stopped the horses. So I ran home and got a .22.
Mm-hmm.
I got a .22. There used to be a hunting season that day. I think it was hunting season a little bit, eh?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sure, it wasn't, the ground wasn't frozen or nothing, but anyhow. So I went and got a .22 from dad's place, and then I ran back and the deer was still standing there. I went and shot the deer, and I went and told dad about it.
And then did your dad forgive you?
No, yeah, no.
No, he was so mad at you.
No. He was happy that I got a deer that we had a little bit of meat to eat.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. And there was no fights that those years. You know, that was a. Oh, that had to be way up in the 40s, beginning 50s. It was about there somewhere. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, so how old were you when you had to start doing chores?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know what year it would be.
No, how old were you?
Doing chores?
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing chores when I was 8 years old. 8 years old. They just all do all the chores. Brother Mike and me were doing chores all the time, eh?
Yeah.
Most of the time, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we used to go, then mom would holler for us, to come for dinner and stuff like that. So we done all the eating and stuff like that there. They went outside and then mom and dad, mom and dad said, "You what? We're going to go to town. And you guys stay home and watch the house, whatever it is, eh?" But before they come, Brother Mike and me, we used to clean mom's house. Used to help her all the time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Used to, you know, so that's what we've done. Used to wash floors for him. We had wooden floors and stuff like that, eh? Not dirt, but it was floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to do all the chores for mom, like in the house. Yeah, do a little bit of cooking, not that much for mommy. Eh? That's what we're doing, yeah. After that, yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And that's what, but a lot of times they used to do a lot of dances going on. Oh, talk about playing ball. I used to be a pitcher. We used to go from school to school every week. There used to be ball games, and everybody was getting mad at me because I used to fan them down. I used to make them out all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was two girls. There was two girls there. They didn't like me too. They liked me, but they didn't like how I was pitching. But I used to make them out steady. There was used to be twins. Twin girls from Grossman, eh?
Yeah.
And they didn't like, but I used to strike them out all the time. They would get mad at me.
So how did you used to get to these ball games? Like, was there roads for you guys to travel on?
Oh, yeah. There was roads. Those roads, yeah, those roads, all those roads, same things today. There's still roads there, eh? And now it's some of this pavement, eh? You know, we used to play with Grossmont, Le Havel, like 4-4-2. The we're 4-4 guys. Hey, we come from 4-4 school. Hey, and there was it Larvet, Prosperity. What seven places we used to play where the schools were. Hey, that's I was just fish. Yeah, and then after we grew, actually, I started growing up more and more, and Brother John and me, we were getting bigger and bigger and bigger, my kids, you know, the boys. And we used to play that hardball and softball and slow pitch years back that time, eh? But we didn't play too much slow pitch, eh? That was kind of like, it was going a little bit later. But the hardball, softball, we used to play all the time, yeah. With them had their own teams, eh? We used to play against Grossmont, and there was Richmond Park. We used to play against them, Amber Valley, but Amber Valley were the best players yet. But yet we got beat by them about 3-4 times. But we beat him once, and they didn't like that too much. No, yeah, Amber Valley guys, yeah, they're nice people, yeah, yeah.
So how did you travel by car when you went to these baseball games?
We went walking to baseball games. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, and then I think. Some of the fathers, they got a wagon and a cup, two horses to take us to the ball games. That's how we got there. Like further. But it was closer while we walked. Oh. Yeah, that was good exercise for us anyhow. Eh?
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what we're doing. Yeah.
So where did you go to school?
I went to Forfar School.
Forfar School.
I went to Forfar School. Yeah. And I was very smart. You know why? It's not only me. There was Brother John and Alec. Yeah, they were older than I was. But anyhow, we had to stay home and help dad farming those days. Hey, there was a lot of trees on that land. Hey, there was like a homestead, whatever it was. How do you open fields? There was nothing with fields. Hey, yeah. So we brushed some of it, and then after Alec and John, John would go somewhere else for mechanic work at that time. For mechanic, he went to school for mechanics, and Alec went. He had his own. Where the heck did he go? Yeah, he was quite a guy. He used to haul grain. Oh yeah, he used to haul grain for people, and pigs and cattle. He used to be a trucker. That time, eh? Yeah, but I didn't go with him because I had my own children. But dad and me, we used to go up in the field and brush with a broad axe, horses, two horses,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a long, real long chain, and dad and me brushed 20 acres, with a grub hole and an axe. You know, yeah, axe that chopped all the roots. Chopped all the roots right around the tree to pull the tree down, hey? That's what we're doing, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
I know it's lots of work, yeah. Yeah, we done that, we cleared it, yeah. And then about two years later, actually the Sunday had a cat. So dad hired that cat to brush some more land.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, not really yet, no. No. Some more land. And then, he knocked everything down. He just knocked it down. He didn't pile it or not. And we had access. Yeah, Alec, and John and me, every time, close, pretty all afternoon, we used to go up there and chop all those trees in pieces and pile them up in piles. You know, piles?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it dries out, for another year, to dries up, then we used to burn in those piles, eh? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then dad bought a breaker, you know, breaker plow, you know, and then this breaker plow and and he had four horses hooked up, and he was plowing that land, eh? Yeah. And then after we had took some kind of old desk, the horse had pulled an old desk. And then they asked right behind you, Mike and me, and I think it was somebody else, I forget who it was. And we had to pick all the roots behind, roots and rocks, pile them up, eh? You know, mm-hmm. pull all the roots up, and after when this dries up, we used to burn them too, eh? They would make land out of it, eh? Yeah, and then Dad used to, then after a year come, then Dad used to seed all that after that, eh? So that's all, yeah, so.
So where was this land? Like where?
That land was right in that's Dad's land. That was Dad's land.
But where was it?
At Forfar.
At Forfar?
Forfar, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know where that Forfar school is?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Before all that, when I bounced right off the bat there, yeah, I went farming. I went farming by myself, just myself. I bought some land close to Dad's place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked and seeded all the crops and stuff that. And then I had to buy some. To, how am I going to get the crops out when I seeded it, eh? So I had to buy a combine. Yeah. But you know, when I bought a combine, I used to smoke. You know, it's all dry. Smoke. And I at that time there was no lighters. There was no lighters. I don't remember lighters, but I had matches. Mass, and the grain was really as dry as could be, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my property, where that school was there, school. And I went through the mash, I lit my cigarette, and I threw it out, and I went way over a quarter of a mile down the field. I looked back, and it was all on fire. The crop was all on fire.
Oh no.
Yeah, it burned about 40 acres. 40 acres of my grain.
So how did you end up putting it out?
Who was it? Was it brother Mike? Mike was there too. But we took our coats off. Coats, tried to get it out with coats, eh? We were kind of afraid so it won't burn the school down. There was a school there. When I bought the place, there was a school there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave that school to the community that time, eh? I didn't want it, eh?
Yeah.
Let the community have the school, eh? And still is, yeah. So that's what happened with my crop went kaput.
Oh, yeah. No.
Went kaput. Yeah, yeah, that's what happened. Now, there was a lot of stories way ahead that I know I just couldn't think of it really that fast. But because I'm too young to remember now.
Yeah. So tell me about going to school. Like, how did you get to school, and who was your first teacher?
We went to school. Yeah, there was a few families come by my place. Like, actually, by Dad's place, Mom's place. We used to all get together right there and go to school that half a mile. But other kids had further school than we did. But we went across country. We went to everybody's fields that day, no matter if it was a crop or not. Yeah, we made a trail so it was like deer or moose walk one after another. We made a trail right through the crops, yeah. The crops were pretty high that day.
So you had to walk?
Yeah, we walked to school, yeah. We walked, those years we walked to school. Everybody walked. Yeah.
How about if it was really cold outside? If it was
yeah, we wet? Still went, yeah.
You still went?
Yeah, we still went, yeah. Yeah. A lot of times we were actually, a lot of times, you know what, we went to school, the teacher didn't like us too much. We don't blame them, hip, because we used to get a lot of straps in school. Yeah, lots of straps, yeah.
For doing what?
Yeah, me and my brother, we're actually, yeah, he passed me, his name was Bill, my brother-in-law, might as well say. Yeah, my wife's brother, we used to sit together, and we used to tie two women's hair together. They were ahead of us. We used to tie it together. Yeah, and the teacher, found them because the girls were hollering, what happened, eh? He said, who done that? And here we kept our mouth shut. We didn't say nothing. Hey, you two boys, that's you guys up there. Come here in front. We went to the front with a t-shirt. She got a strap out from the desk. They say, "Hey, you stand here. Put your hand out." Then bang, bang, and the straps on top of one hand, and then the other hand on top of that, both of us. So we went to the desk. We sat at the desk, and we started laughing. Both of us started laughing with what happened, and Tish called us back again. "Here, come here, you guys. Come here. We got a strap again on top of that, and had to write 100 lines on the blackboard."
Did you ever tie girls' hair together after that? You still did?
No. No, we didn't after that. No.
You learned your lesson.
We didn't want no more straps.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers gave us straps, but didn't tell me they swing a strap and try to hit our hand. We pull our hand back and they hit their knees. You're really getting mad at us. Yeah.
So how many kids were in your classroom?
Oh, there was a lot of... She teaches all the kids. There was only one teacher in those years.
Oh, from grades one to...
Yeah, from grade one, whatever, yeah. Yeah, there was... Oh, heck, there was... Oh, there'd be about 26 kids.
Oh, okay.
Those days, yeah. Just that many. But anyway, when I started school, I had a lunch can. I took it myself, so I put it by the heater. And there was a heater, it was made out of a barrel. One of those barrels and a stovepipe up in there for a chimney. But I was standing behind the barrel to warm up. It was winter time, you know, to keep warm, you know. It wasn't bad winter. I stood there, and the teacher told me, "Go sit down there." I didn't want to go. I was so stubborn. I didn't go to sit down. But it was grade one. I don't know if I was afraid or what. I don't know. I just stood there and that's it. I didn't move. Yeah. That's what happened there. Yeah. So that was good. Yeah.
So yeah. What grade did you make it to?
I passed to grade 8.
Grade 8?
Yeah. Just. Oh. Yeah. That's how smart I was.
Yeah. Then what did you do? What did you do once you were finished school?
Oh, yeah. When I finished school, well, my brother used to be a mechanic. Brother John used to be a mechanic, and he told me, so help him out in the garage, you know, like mechanic work. So anyhow, so John bought a garage there at the, it was for sale at Baptist Quarter. He bought out, there was a guy that sold it. He used to have beehives in that building. He used to raise bees and honey, and he was selling out. So Brother John bought that, and he made a garage out of it, And I worked with him about 6-7 years in that place. This little place, the Baptist Quarter. I used to be only mechanic. And then after there was somebody else in town wanted to sell a bigger garage. So brother John went, and he used to be a Gleishman. His name was Gleishman. So John went and his place for sale. So John sold my Baptist Quarter, that garage, and bought the one right in Athabasca. Athabasca town right there, that they call it West End Motors,
Okay.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. He bought that, and I was only mechanic there for quite a few years all by myself. So finally, hired another mechanic, and then for five, 6 months or so. So there was three of us mechanics in there. Mm-hmm. So that's what we were doing. And that's what Dad had a little cat, D4 cat. So no, they didn't want to, my oldest brother. They didn't want to drive that cat at all. He told me, "Nick, you go with the driver there. You go." I said, "I'm not going to go." So I went, and I drove that cat. I was rushing for the farmers with D4 cat. I was the only one there around the whole district, a lot of places. I was, cat skidding.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing after that. So I was mechanic on top of that, and working with a cat for the farmers too, You know, so actually, so Brother John went and bought a bigger cat, This sex, hey. So I was washing with that cat too, hey. You know, big cat. We went to work for Olaf. No, we build roads. We went to build roads after that, hey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, build roads. We built that to Rochester. We built up there some roads, you know, not like the main roads, like main roads, hey. Mm-hmm. There and Calling Lake that we built and. Oh, there was a lot of places. I kind of again forget where it was already. What place? But anyhow, so we built that. So Jean Bradshaw, he's making pretty good money that those days, hey. So he went and bought another cat. So we had two big cats and a D4. Yeah. So I went. So we went to oil outfit business after that. Yeah. That's what I was doing all my life after that.
You know? So how much money did you make on your first job? Like, when did you start working? How old were you?
Oh, geez, I'm 20, wait a minute. 21, 22, 23. Oh, the first job, with John there, I think it was 20, 23. I was 23 years old, I think, when I started with him. Yeah. Yeah.
How much were you making?
That time?
How much did you get paid?
I used to stoke for the farmers. I used to stoke for the farmers $2 a day.
$2 a day?
I stoked for the farmers $2 a day. Yeah, and, this is true.
And how many hours would you have to work?
Well, I worked from morning till night. Morning till night. Well, I told you, like, there was two girls behind me that time, you know? Yeah. Two girls were stoking at the same time as I was, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I still put. Yeah, that was a waste that time. Yeah, and a lot of times look some books there. A lot of guys, we're working for $5 a month. Yes.
$5 a month.
Yeah, I was reading here just not too long ago here. Yeah, $5 a month. Yeah, those lots of money that time. Yeah, not $5. Not
$5.
$0.05. By $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then look at the years back there. You could buy a whole big sack of flour for 10 cents. For 10 cents, hey, those years.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever, it was real cheap, but there was a lot of money for that time. $10, you know, you got to make quite a bit of money to, you know, those cents those days. You buy anything, no matter what the hell it is. And a soccer is 1 cent for a soccer that time. Something you get two soccers for 1 cent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of soccers on our way that, you know. Yeah.
So when you started working for your brother, how much did he pay you?
Yeah, he paid me. He paid me when I was working with a cat, started with a cat those years. It was $2 an hour. $2 an hour when I started work with him, hey?
Okay.
Yeah, $2 an hour. And then kept on the year after year, kept more and more, or same year, he was giving me more and more money, hey?
Yeah.
You know, depends. Because the wages was always going up all the time, hey? The gas was going up, this was going up, whatever it is, you know, like the company, whatever, hey? So he had to raise his price up too. Everybody had to raise his price up, you know? Just like we do now, same thing, you know? Yeah. You can't work for nothing that time, you know? But most of the time I worked, I worked for nothing. You know, those years looks like to me. Well, you can see when I'm talking to you, it's, you know, yeah. It's all the prices. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. Yeah, so that's where it was, yeah. Yeah.
So how did you meet your wife, Betty?
Oh, well, where I was living with mom and dad all the time when I was old enough, when I started dating, I was dating with a lot of women, girls, those years, you know. But then we're going to different places, dances and stuff like that. I wasn't satisfied with them, so I had to have to look for better ones.
And you found the lucky lady.
Yeah, but anyhow, I went for quite a few of them, you know. We had a lot of dances too. We had shows, there were shows that time, that porphyry too, yeah. In town there were shows, we used to go. Yeah, movies. Yeah, and then this year. Yeah, then I didn't go to this one. This girl was, she was way about, oh, what, 10 miles from Athabasca, from my dad's place, what, 10 miles. 10 miles, and I used to play a recording. You know, recording used to play music in their birthday parties, eh? Mm-hmm. That time, eh? Yeah. And so anyhow, so that she, but that girl was there too, but you know, but you know them too, but you know, but yeah. If they, so she liked it, she liked me, you know. But anyhow, before that, yeah, no, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I used to play for them, and now she kind of liked me, you know. Actually, and then her brother was there too, and but these guys here, they had a birthday party. The married couple had a birthday party, so I had to take my recording and play music for them at the birthday. Eh? Mm-hmm. That's what I done for them, and that and their daughter, she liked me, so she wanted to go out with me. Eh? So anyhow, but I was actually, that's right, how I met her, I had to go with a cat there and brush some land for them, a little bit of land, you know?
Okay.
So there was a little ways there. She used to go to school. You know, I think it was that, no, there was, sounds around Baptist Lake, there was a school there, yeah. She used to go to school, but they walked, and I had a cat up there, you know, a little brushing, so I stopped it, and she jumped atop the cat. And you know, right with me, and we were brushing together, eh?
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. So anyhow, but actually, we didn't go together nowhere. So we're just friends. That's all we were, eh? You know, we're just friends. But the other girls, were actually, we were going to also dance. They were, I didn't agree with them at all.
No.
No, I didn't agree with that. So I thought, heck, this used to be going that far to see a girl with this nice girl just close to my dad's place, just across the fence, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I went to this here girl for what, close to 3 years or something, so around 3 years. With her, hey, and so after we go for dances and stuff like that all the time, shows, you know. But anyhow, we... And they and this her girlfriend's dad, they went sold the land. They sold the land. But I bought that land from them. The girlfriend of mine.
You're talking about Betty?
No. Her name was Alice.
Oh.
Yeah. Her name was Alice, yeah. I used to go with her, yeah. Yeah, so this year. And I was going to her for 3 years. You know, we liked each other. She was a nice girl, real nice, nicer than I was. I am. she liked me quite a bit. Yeah, we used to go for about 3 years. Till her dad sold the farms, and he was going to Romsey, eh? where their parents were. The Postovskis, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Postovsky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the Postovsky was at Romsey, Stanley way up there, Romsey. Yeah, that's where they're from. Yeah, so I bought the land from them, you know, and my girlfriend, she stayed over at my neighbor's place because she was going to school there, eh? She had to finish school before she moved to Romsey, you know. Yeah, and I know she stayed there about 3 months, yeah, around but that place. So anyhow, she went back to Romsey. They went to pick her up, but they took her to Romsey.
Okay.
Yeah, and we write letters to each other for quite a while, back and forth, you know. There was no phone those days, you know. I couldn't afford it probably, I don't know. there was no phones, I don't think, no. No.
Did you have TV back then?
No.
No?
No, no, no. Yeah, so anyhow, yeah, so we've been writing letters back and forth, and this, so I thought, yeah, I said, Jesus, it's a long ways for me to go way up to Robson to see her all the time. Well, she come here, eh? Back and forth. So we just write letters back and forth. So actually, there was another neighbor, there was a lot of daughters in there, eh? Two, there was five girls and five boys, eh? You know? Their name was Quas, just across the fence again. I had two girls across the fence. Yeah. So I went to see her all the time, eh? Yeah, so we've been going to dances and stuff like that. Same thing. We went 3 years together. Yeah. Till we finally got married after that, you know.
Okay, yeah. When did you get married?
In 1955, yeah. We got married in 1955, yeah. Yeah. We went to the dance. That's where they had a four-four hall, hey? You know, in those days, we couldn't invite everybody because there was hardly people that those days, hey? You know, so we invited whoever, those closest ones, must say, hey? Because we didn't know the other guys, couldn't invite everybody. And there was about, I don't know, I'll say there was about 75 people, maybe 75 people. That's okay. All there was, hey?
Yeah.
At the wedding. But the dinner, it was in Betty's place, Cross's place. Girlfriend's place, yeah. That's where we had dinner, all of us, hey? Yeah. And then after we went to the dance after that, hey? You know. Then I went to stayed with mom and dad for a few weeks at their place, hey? You know, sleeping, and then we thought to ourselves, I used to drive a truck, a half-ton truck all the time after that. I bought a half-ton truck from Ed Bottom from Athabasca, anyhow. So we went to Edmonton to get a job.
You and Betty?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we went to get a job in Edmonton. And it's like for me, when I didn't know Edmonton too good that time, hey? You know? I was driving that time, all right, you know, good. But then, I couldn't find a job, so I went here and there and there, and there was some bunch of German guys, they were cementing foundation for the houses. So I worked with them for a couple of weeks, so like cementing.
Yeah.
And they gave me goddamn a hardest job. Really, they filled them real barrel full of goddamn, this year, the cement. And you push that.
Mm-hmm.
Push that real barrel. Boy, had a hell of a time pushing it. Damn, that was a big real barrel, not a small one.
Yeah.
You know, to put all the foundation, eh? That's what I was doing. But I was getting tired. I thought, the hell with it. But we knew these here guys, new guys, guys from Richmond Park. Their name was Belida. They knew us pretty well, eh? So they asked Betty and me to go to lumber camp to help with saw lumber, hey, and that was at Pittsburgh, you know, west of Edmonton, actually Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They call that Pittsburgh too. You see, there's not a Pittsburgh further, like a further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they call that Pittsburgh too. Hey, that place. So we went to lumber camp there, and Betty was helping. She was a flunky. She used to help cook and stuff like that here for people. Sawmill, yeah, and I was driving a little cat there with a kind of a loader, whatever you call it. I like a fork. I was hauling lumber to all different places, right? Like 12 foot, 15 feet, or 16 feet, whatever, different places. That's what I was doing there, eh? Yeah, and then I made trails for them in the bush with that little cat of theirs, you know, big trails so they haul big trucks through,
mm-hmm.
big trucks. And how many times a damn stick went right close to me when I was pushing with a cat? I could have been dead a long time ago. Oh, it was close to my, you know, it goes right between the little cat and it was all dry stuff, hey? Small stuff,
yeah.
Like this. Holy man, I could have been dead 10 times up there. It was that bad, yeah. Yeah, so actually I was, that's what I was doing there, yeah.
So when did you and Betty move back to Athabasca?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we moved from there. We've been there for a year. We moved there about for a year. And then brother Alec, they got a phone from somebody. They got a phone from somebody, and he know where to phone because he know Belita's real good. They're all friends of ours, eh? He phones, so I come back to Athabasca. They want, so I... That was the winter time already. So I go try to take a cat and snow plow. The roads are plugged up with snow. There was snow right up to telephone poles. This is true. So I come and I had to come back home again. You know, but those guys didn't want to drive the cat. You know, mm-hmm. I was the only one. Yeah, with that same thing with combining. No one didn't want to drive a combine. I was the only one combining.
So when you guys came back to Athabasca, where did you live? Did you buy a house right away, or you?
No. We stayed in town. Yeah, we stayed in town. We'll come to the last as long as you remind me. but that's what I was doing. When we come back, eh? Yeah, I had to push all the snow from Richmond Park, all that Richmond Park there. Mm-hmm. Done that, and then from there I had to go to Nair Lake. On top of that, yet with the cats to push all the snow sideways, it was piled up so that bad, even bad. The trucks couldn't make. I had to make trails. The guys go through. We up in the field. I had to go down the field, mm-hmm. on the field to snow plow because the road was just plugged solid. Yeah, farmer's field. Yeah. That's what I was doing. Yes. So I finished all that. The snow was finished, and then what was I coming to? I forget what I was coming to here.
I asked where you and Betty lived when you came back.
Oh, yeah, when you come back, we lived in Athabasca. Yeah, we lived in one of those apartments there. Yeah.
Oh, so you rented?
Yeah, we rented it out. Yeah, we rented it out. We stayed there, yeah. And Betty was working in Mike's store?
Yeah.
You know Mike's store, yeah? She was working there for years, yeah. With Mike Debs, huh? Yeah, and I was the mechanic for John. Oh, those years, yeah.
Yeah.
Mechanic for John, yeah. So that was for years and years we stayed in town, eh? Yeah.
So when did you decide to have children?
That's about 3 years after that, I think it was. I think it was 3 years after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little by little, and I thought enough is enough, you know?
So how many kids?
No, good thing we were happy. We were happy that we had a girl. We're really happy. Yeah. Yeah, that's what, yes, sir.
Yeah, because you had four boys and one daughter?
Yeah, four boys, one daughter, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So did Betty continue on working at Mike's store, or she quit and stayed home
with the kids? No. She quit there. They didn't want no more help, eh? Because there was honey business already there. Coming into the story, so she got a job. She got a job at the forestry, you know, like Calling Lake. She used to drive up there. Her and another lady would pick her up, or wife would pick her up and go to Calling Lake. You know, they take turns to driving there, okay. For the forestry. It's not for forestry. Game wardens. That was for game wardens.
Oh.
That's for game wardens, not forestry. Yeah. Yes, that's where she's working. Yeah, she worked for quite a while then. She finally quit there. And after that, she just stayed home, right? Oh. Yeah, she never went to work after that. No. No.
She stayed home and took care of the kids?
Yeah. 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 Yes, yeah. Yes, she took care. Yeah, she took care of all the kids. And I couldn't take care of them too much. I was with them too much because I used to work steady. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
I was going all different places. I used to be cat skidding and farming at the same time. You know, going and going. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stay really that long at home, as they say. You know, mm-hmm. sleep and go. You know, really, yeah. So that's what it was. Yeah, those all good days. I didn't mind. I liked it. I liked farming that time. I really liked farming. I like cat skinning. I still like it. I still like cat skinning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
so, where did you raise your kids?
There. Well, some of them at Forfar. Two at Forfar, and the rest of them at Bikuli. Where we live now, he lived there, yeah. That, right there, yeah. That's where we raised the kids, yeah. Yeah, so I went. I wanted more land, you know. I wanted more land. Because that time I had 2 quarters where I lived there, where my close to my dad, dad mom, lived there, and there was a house there. There was a house there, but that house was all rotten and everything. So anyhow, bought another quarter, and there was a house on it. It was made out of logs before we moved any place. But anyhow, that's after we got married. Mm-hmm. When we come home. Yeah, so they went and Betty's dad and my dad, they went inside that house, and there used to be a log house, eh? But there used to be gyprock inside, but it was really bad, really bad, eh? So they tore everything out and made a nice house out of it. So we lived there for years and years. Yeah, right there, eh? Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, and right after that, this year. So, right after that, somebody was selling some land. So now we're looking for more land, you know, that time. Because it was, you know, really, but that land that I had there, it was one quarter was whole, there was a whole quarter. You could see everything. And the other second quarter was mostly all bush and hills, kind of hills, eh? You know? It wasn't enough for me. I wanted more land. So this year, I was working for Brother John that time, a mechanic, but anyhow, he said, there's a guy, and I told him I want to buy more land and nicer house, eh? You know? And next day I come to Brother John's garage. You say, you know, there's that guy at Richmond Park, he sold his land. So anyhow, so when I heard that, I was happy. Yeah. Yeah, I was happy. So I went and met him. Yeah. And after I told, and then the next, I went and met him. I told him maybe I might buy it. Hey, but anyhow, okay. So then I went. I told Dad about it. I told my dad that this guy here, his name was Konopka. And so I said, you know what? This guy is selling all that. I like to buy it, you know. So Dad and me, we went to have a look at the land there. He mm-hmm. And we looked all over. He had three quarters. He had 3 quarters. 2 quarters all empty, and the other one had across the creek there, like a coulee. They call it a big coulee. There was a coulee, all right. And then right on the side, there was 40 acres left. The rest is a great big hill. It's like this year, you can go skiing. Mm-hmm. So bad, yeah. That was nice. I pretty made a ski hill out of that up there. But that was nice, but yeah. So I, little by little, I think it was the third day. So the third day, I went to his place by myself, and I looked out on the fields again, see all the quarters, see if it's worth it or not. So I said, I told him, you know what? I think I'm going to buy that your land.
Yeah.
He says, how much you want? He says, $17,000. $17,000 for 3 quarters. I gave $17,000 for 3 quarters. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he wanted, but I gave $17,000. And when I worked for Brother John, he was selling machinery. You know, so it's like swatters, cats and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he bought a swatter from Brother John, a Minneapolis swatter. And I pulled it to his place before he was selling out yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before he was selling out.
Yeah.
You know what he gave me? He gave me that swatter with the farms yet.
Oh, nice.
40-foot swatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the guy. He gave me that on top of that. Yeah. Yeah, he was a hell nice guy. Yeah. 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 That's how I started farming, hey?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All that, yeah. And then little by little, you know, and swatter, and then after that, I went and bought a baler, like a used baler, you know, for making square bales. I made that. I baled all that there and stuff like that. And I hired a guy across the road there to help me stoke those bales, you know, make us stack out of it. So it was square bales, hey? Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't do it myself. My wife can't do it because those square bales I had, that those crops, those years were pretty good, eh? But anyhow, yeah, that's what I was doing.
So when did you decide to retire, or when did Benny retire?
Oh, okay. I worked for Brother John and the Cat for years and years and years. You know, building roads and oil outfits, eh? So I was getting so damn tired of it that those yellow cats are the yellow guys, you know? Yeah, I thought, heck, I said I had nothing. I'm going to retire. I didn't know that much money. As long as I have a loaf of bread into the house for the kids too. Hey, you know, that's mm-hmm. all I need. What should I work for the government for? But I retired when I was 55. But I still help John. Anytime he's short of hand, you know, for one day for somebody, you know, he's sick. I go and help him out a little bit. Just to help him out, hey?
Yeah.
That's what I done, yeah. Driving those cats and stuff like that. That's what I was doing. That, when I retired, hey? A little bit there, retired, and then that we. So I didn't go too much nowhere, only I was farming after that, hey? Farming after that. And then working for John in the shop, you know? Working that stuff like that all the time. Then I got tired of that mechanic work because he still had it, but I still was working for him. When I quit him, I went back home and I stayed home. I was farming it up there slowly. That's what I was doing, yeah. Raising some cattle, pigs, chickens, you know, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Geese, yeah. Turkeys, I haven't eaten turkeys. The coyotes got ate up on me, man alive. Yeah, Betty and me would come home, go and check the chickens and the geese and turkeys and everything, and no turkeys around. So we followed the feathers. There was something sticking in them. I knew it had to be coyotes or foxes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we followed the there was feathers here and there, feathers all over the place. And they were half a mile away, all those turkeys in the neighbor's bush. That's where we found the turkeys.
Oh.
Yeah, the coyotes ate them up. Yeah. Yeah, and those years I had around 60 head of cattle. I had a lot of pigs, chickens, yeah, raising chickens, yeah, and selling, you know, selling cream that time too, a little bit, yeah, in cream cans. Those years, yeah.
So I know you used to work at the arena and used to clean at the health unit. Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah. yeah.
So that was after you retired?
Yeah. I worked at the arena, at the basketball arena there, yeah. But yeah, there was a lot of guys after the job, same job as I wanted, eh? You know, but we have to have a bet. Who bets less gets it. But I don't know what those guys bet, you know, really. But I bet it my price, but I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it. That was $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month I was getting, yeah. I don't know what those guys wanted, eh? And I stayed there for, what, 3 years? Yeah, 3 years. I stayed there. I washed the windows in there. That arena was what we... This is true. That arena was nice and clean all the time. Yeah, but there was bets after that. After 3 years, there was bets on it. Someone went and bet it. Another guy got it. It wasn't as nice as it's supposed to be. Yeah. So he stayed there about for 2-3 years too. Yeah, and something else took over. Yeah. His name was Jack.
Yeah. So what about the health unit?
Oh, hell. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was working at the health unit, the old health unit. I used to work at the same time as the arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're there. Oh, jeez. I'll have to guess more or less. So the old health unit, that used to be an old hospital yet. There used to be an old hospital that old. Yeah, we worked there for what the geez. They worked for quite a while before this was built. Before this was built, geez, it had to be at least I don't know, two years, at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They built a new one, and then we come to the new one here after right after. Yeah,
to so how long did you work for that?
And we worked at the health unit, like both places, 14 years we worked at the health unit, 14 years. So we finally retired. I thought it was enough. Yeah, we thought, let somebody else take over. Eh? Yeah, too so much. Yeah, we had to put. I had to cut grass. They had quite a bit of grass to cut. I had to take them. They had a lot more. I had to push a lot more that time. Hey, eh? Mm-hmm. Not like the new ones they got now. You know, I used to push them. I was getting tired of the push. You push, it's like you got the same thing. Mm-hmm. Push those damn things. My back was damn sore already. Yeah, so I was complaining about that a little bit, eh? But anyhow, so I was pushing. But you know those, in summertime, you know, sometimes grass grows quite a bit. You know those big light poles they have all over the place? Light poles? And those bolts sticking out of the cement there, you know, right by the power pole. And there was grass pretty high there. So I went close there to try to cut all that grass. And the lawnmower went on top of the bolt. I took the lawnmower went on top of the bolt and stopped the lawnmower. I couldn't even pull. It was kaput. That was kaput. So I went down and told that he was kind of head of the guy. He looks after all the equipment and stuff. I told him he was a nice guy. He said, you know, I told him exactly what happened. He said, you know what, you know, you go downtown and buy yourself, get another lawnmower and charge it to the health unit. Hey, mm-hmm. So that's what I done. But anyhow, I took the lawnmower home, the one that couldn't start, that stopped. That book on me, mm-hmm. You know what happened? Mm. I took it all apart. You never believe it. The crankshaft bent. You know that the list that it pisses up and down? Mm-hmm. It bent. It bent like this here.
Oh.
It's supposed to be straight.
Yeah.
You know what? So I took it home. I said, take that thing home now. So I don't want it. It's all junk already. So I took it home, but I fixed it. The crankshaft was bent. But I went and got a level, and I had a torch, and I heated it up. I had a vise to hold that crankshaft, and little by little, I straightened it out, and it's working till today.
Really?
Yes, the one you was pushing?
Yeah.
That's the one. It's working till today. The crankshaft was bent like this.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, I fixed it, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, how old were you when you quit the health unit, when you retired?
Holy jeez, I can't remember now. I can't remember when we quit there, really, tell you the truth.
Were you about 65, younger? Like, how old were you?
Oh, they'll be in 60s.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll be in 60, yeah. You'll be in 60s. I was in 60, yeah. Yeah, I think it was in 60s, yes. I was just thinking about, I think it was 64. When you mentioned 60s, yes. Yeah. That's when it was. And now what else did I like to say? I got a lot of things to say. I can't remember now. Did somebody help me out here? Somebody help me out, yeah. Yeah.
So when did you decide to sell your place at Big Cooley and move to town?
Oh, yeah. Wife was always, let's get the heck out of here. Let's get the heck. But, you know, I had lots of lawn to cut at home. Lots. It looks like 2 acres, I must say. I have lots of lawn. And a lot of trees. Yeah, wait a minute. Way before that, we stayed there, but the tornado went through our place.
Oh.
Yeah, the tornado went in 1984, the tornado went through our place. It damaged the house. The boards went right through them walls. Right, bugger our floor up, inside everything. The roof was out. You can see, like we had upstairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was showing about 3 inches. The roof was pretty gone from the house, like this.
Yeah,
yes, true. Yeah, yes, that when tornado went through. And yeah, and damage some machinery too. Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, like a swatter. I had a swatter there. I was fixing a swatter at the same time. But I was in there. I was. We're in the health unit. Betty and me were in the health unit yet when the tornado went through. You know, yeah. when I knew there had to be something. I didn't know what it was really. When I went to work in the health unit, I took that mop that to shake it out outside. I couldn't breathe, so I went inside right away. I couldn't even breathe. And that's when tornado went through. Yeah, I couldn't even breathe. It was that bad. Yeah, it went right through at Tabasco. It hit that Tabasco a little bit, not hell wise. It kind of jumped and hit my big creek. I had that a coulee there, like in third quarter. It hit that creek there. The coulee there, hit mm-hmm. there and followed that creek and hit my place. Whole damn field. Whole field for miles like that there. It damaged all the graders. I had a whole bunch of wood graders on the field. It damaged all that. Yeah. And I don't know. We weren't home that day. Before we got home, I couldn't hardly get through because there was trees across the road already. Before we come to my place. Yeah. There were some guys with power saws already there here that fast, hey? Before we got home. Oh. You know, with power saws to get through, hey? Yeah, so that's what happened there. And right across, but it damaged, and then I had a swatter right by the garage. I had two swatters by the garage. One was really not very good shape, hey? It still could cut, but it wasn't very good, but I had two swatters, same make. And then I was putting repairs to it, whatever I wanted, eh? So I got that. When the tornado went through, it lifted that swatter up and down and sat it right down there. It never smashed it. It smashed that old one that was fixing. Yeah, and I knew it never did. Yeah. But my son, he brought his car that was, I think it was same day or next day. He had a body shop. He brought it right by the house, like my house there. And tornado smashed it up. Smashed it up, right at the top of the roof. So he had to take it back to the body shop again to fix it, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, what tornado went through, yeah. Yeah. But then,
so whose car was that?
Hey?
Whose car, which son was that?
Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne's car, yeah. That was Wayne's car, yeah. And but there was boards from the granary. I had wooden granaries. All the granaries all smashed. It was all over the place. All over. But the floor from the granary, it was right there. It never moved the floor. It just took the granary but left the floor. Yeah. So anyhow, so we've been looking so that the next day, the kids and me and baby went on the field then and checking what was what, just walking around, see where the graders were. What happened? I had some grain in there, some of them. Here, a little dog come out of there. The little dog come out, one of those little dogs with white collars. There was a little dog underneath that granny floor, underneath the granny floor on the field. It's way on the field.
Oh, he must have hid under there.
Wait a minute. No. There was, you know what? We lifted the floor out. There was another dog, but it was killed already. There was two dogs, same kind. It's like twins. Oh. So that little dog come out, and we had to help them catching it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So what did you end up doing with this dog?
So we phoned. There was a phone already. We had phoned already. We phoned everybody, and nobody doesn't know whose dog it was. They didn't have you put in paper or nothing. They didn't know whose dog it was. Where did it ever come from? We never had it. Neighbors didn't have the dog like that. No. And where did it come from? It could come away from Westlock. Who the hell knows? It come away from the southwest. That's where it come from. That's what come right through like that.
Yeah. So what did you end up doing with the dog?
Well, we capped it. I guess we capped it. Oh. Yeah, you know what happened to that dog? The neighbors had, you know, we had a creek by my place. A creek, running a creek, you know. There's a creek running, water running every year. Still running, but anyhow. But the neighbor had beavers, crashing beavers there. He had the, catching beavers all the time, but, you know, in that same creek. About 100 yards from my place, maybe a little bit more than 100 yards from my place, from the house. And the dogs, our dogs go up there. He used to skin the beavers, and he leaves the damn meat there and takes the skin, right? And the dogs, and my dogs, they went up there, they go when they ate them, and he shot them. Wait a minute. He shot the little dog. He come crippled. The whole thing, the back end was just dragging. Oh. He shot it. My neighbor went and shot him, and the dog come right up, and yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. He went and shot the dog, yeah. It's not that. Yeah, we had a big dog. Yeah, that's what Captain paid. Well, we paid for it, but it was Captain's dog. We paid $50. He's come from our own Edmonton somewheres, that dog. And he shot that dog too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know them. You'll know them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she shot both dogs of ours. Yeah, that's how. And they come. But a year after that, she come and apologized.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she come apologize. Yeah, yes, yeah. She wanted to pay for that dog, the big dog, those captors.
Yeah.
But we didn't want nothing. Yeah. So yeah, that's what happened when we retired after that. Yeah. So I don't know what.
So when did you buy this house? You were saying.
This one?
The house that you live in now.
This one?
Yeah.
That'd be 14 years now.
Oh, okay, so 2004?
Five.
2005?
Five, yeah. 2005, yeah. Yeah, then after that we decided to, we had a sale. We thought, Betty said, Basil, sell out, let's go to town. And I didn't really want. Wife wanted to go to town, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go to town, but she wanted to. You work outside, you do this. She used to work too outside too. She liked to go outside to town with the rest of the guys there. Eh? So we went, so okay, I said, you know what we'll do? You know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow, I'm going to go sort all the machinery, whatever it is. Well, some of the machinery, okay, just before I was sale, without selling out, I went to Westlock, see this year buyers. Buyers in Weston, would they buy machinery or just sell them?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy come with big trucks, see? And took all my best machinery for the farm, and I took to Westlock. What left of my place is junk after that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, you know, just junk.
Yeah.
You know, I took all the good stuff, they took to Westlock, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I took it. They sold it for me there. Oh. Yeah, those guys at Westlock, they sold it, eh? The combine, chisel plows, swatters, and not harrows. There was a lot of stuff they he told you. Yeah. Did I mean, you know what did I mean charged me for it? For hauling?
Oh, no?
No.
Nice.
No charge. Yeah, I knew pretty good that guy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually he works at Tuatno. That guy works at Tuatno. It's kind of Betty's kind of relation yet a little bit, eh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he used to work there, yeah. So I went. So I went and phoned some fox auctioneers. I went and phoned this Wolf from Dap. Yeah, from Dap with Jarby. Yeah. His name was Wolf, yeah. He would go to auctioneers, yeah. Now he works for Edmonton. But anyhow, yeah, so he come to have a look. That auctioneer come and have a look. He said, you know what, Dick? You know, I'll go broke if I have to sell your place here. You know, you got junk here. Well, that's why I hired you. that's why I hired you for your auctioneer, you know. He said, no, you know what? Because he had a lot of people working for him, you know, in sales. He likes big sales. He was a good auctioneer. But he was auctioneer at for Wish Brothers in Edmonton after that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think she still does, yeah. Yeah. He was the guy that told me, said, I'll go broke. I have to pay all this man here. Yeah, I said, you know what? I'll have to pay you money pay you. So you're paying me. Yeah, so I got a guy from Grassland auctioneer. I knew a lot of those auctioneers, yeah. See. So I phoned him and said, yeah, okay, sure. So he came out and sold all the junk. Well, he didn't sell anything. A lot of guys didn't want it. Hey, no, there's just junk. So I would never buy it either. I would buy two bits.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good stuff that Fiber wants. You know, like a bunch of irons and stuff, bolts and stuff, all that stuff. You know, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, There's a lot of good stuff that fiber will need there ahead. But we still call it junk.
Yeah.
You know, I had lots of difficult. I used to be a welder and stuff like that. He used to make stuff. He just be way before then. When I bought the place at the cross the river there, so I made a merry-go-round.
Oh, for the kids?
Yes, I made merry-go-round. How many kids come to my place? That I made it solid. It'll never break. Never. Guaranteed, never break. I had seat belts, too. I made seats.
Yeah.
And I had those drill stamps for all of it, drill stamps. And big gears like that from swatters.
Is that merry-go-round still around?
Who? Yeah, I left it with them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I left it with them. Yeah. But you know, I had cement. Cement like is here, square.
Yeah.
It's 3 feet deep. 3 feet, it's all cement, solid cement.
Oh.
It's got to be solid. You can't tip over.
Yeah.
There was four guys, four seats. Four each side is here.
Yeah.
And guys are ready. I can go 30 miles an hour if I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys are, yeah. It's still there.
So who ended up buying your property?
He worked in Grand Prairie for a while, but his mother and dad, they lived in Athabasca, but he passed away already.
Oh, the guy that bought your land?
No. His son bought the land.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the son, he worked for in Grand Prairie.
Yeah.
And he said that in a paper, or his dad could have phoned him. Eh?
Yeah.
But they went and had a look there, and I was there. They come and have a look, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have no real estate or nothing, you know. Yeah, they come and have a look and everything, you know. So they went and decided they're going to buy it, eh? Yeah. So I had signs. I had signs all over for sale, eh? You know.
So what made you and Betty decide on this house in Cornwall?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, see, we had to move out of that house at the farm. The certain day we had to move out of there because those guys want to move in. Well, they move some stuff in, like more the fifth wheelers and stuff like that, and some through the garage, you know. Mm-hmm. Before they're not supposed to move in there, but I gave permission. You go take whatever you want, put it in, take what you want, don't matter. It's actually sold anyhow. He has my money. Yeah, so. Yeah, so this here guy here, yeah, he come from Grand Prairie. He come from Grand Prairie. They had a look. They had a look and everything, and then they said, yeah, they'll buy it, eh?
Yeah.
And boy, I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy when he said, yeah. 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 Yeah.
But what made you guys pick this house? What made you and Betty choose to move to Cornwall?
To this house? Okay. When we want to come to Athabasca to live, we looked at a lot of rooms. A lot of houses we looked at here, all over the place at Athabasca. We looked with East Hill, by the high school and stuff like we looked here, and we looked around here, you know. And those guys building at Cornwall, you know, those all those apartments up there, those all along there by the same hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at them, and I looked at the window they're building, and I told my wife, we're not going to buy that one. Look how they're building. Bunch shims all over the place. It was crooked. The lumbers were crooked. The joists were crooked. They would put shims in there to make it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, I told that guy, well, I know his name, that's Billy. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I said, thank you very much. I don't want the way you guys build. No, he built it. So we decided, we're going to have a look at all those houses here, right here. How many houses we looked at all over Athabasca, all different hospitals here and east, kind of east there and around here, and looked at every damn house we looked, you know, that was for sale, and none of what we wanted. No way. Sometimes a little, wee little kitchen, you know, like that. A little living room, you go there, it looks like but see, there's no corners in there or something dead. It was bad around here.
Yeah.
Houses, yeah. Didn't want it. Yeah, I thought, geez, my carpenter built a house on the farm. He built his house across the road here. He?
Mm-hmm.
That house right there across the road, I would never want it for half price. half price would they pay for it? I won't pay for it.
So was this house here, or did you build it?
No. So okay, before we moved here, okay, those houses around here, we looked all there. We didn't want them at all. It wasn't our house. So okay, like from the farm, we had to get out of the farm, right? We had to get out of the farm because those guys are moving in. So I rented a house. Glenn Walniuk's dad, you know Glenn Walniuk? Yeah, he's got the bumper to bumper. Yeah, so he is okay. Yeah, so we rented his dad's house on a farm there, not very far from my place. So we stayed there. We stayed there about 3-4 months. But 3 months. Mm-hmm. So I told the guys, I told those carpenters that were building all these houses here, all those houses here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're from Barhead, hey. You're building a house, so I told him that I want a house. I want to build a house because I looked at all these other houses like that there. So he said, so he comes with a bunch of papers, stuff like that there, and looking at it, I said, okay, you build a ship for me because I was living already out there in Walnut's place, eh? Okay, you guys build it right here, eh? Yeah. So they built this here house
for us. So how much did you pay for that land?
What land?
Where your house is. Did you have to buy the land first?
Here?
The house in... Yeah, your house now.
Here? No, it's all complete. I paid that much money, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That much, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't pay... No, it was the extra. It was just land and the house.
House
everything.
Together, oh, okay. Yeah,
together. It's, yeah. It's a bundle.
Yeah.
That's what it was. A lot of guys sell just lots, hey?
Yeah.
And then they build.
Yeah.
But not here.
Oh, okay.
No.
So how many grandkids do you have now?
Oh, 12.
12? And any great-grandkids? How many great?
Great. Jeez, how the hell do I know? With lots of them.
Lots of them?
Well, there's all... Okay, like I told you before, how many Paholics there is? What was it? 60-something?
65, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a price for that, too.
Yeah.
65 Paholics. That's pretty... And now it's more yet. There's more here, but look how many kids are born already. Grandchildren are born, hey? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. There's more yet. Yeah. So there'd be a lot of Paholics flying around all over. How many in Edmonton? Yeah. And look how many Paholics in Toronto. There's Paholics in Toronto. I don't even count them. It's just around here, just like mm-hmm. our family.
Yeah.
Just like our family. Not like my dad's brother. He's a Paholic. Yeah, but we don't count them. Sure, they're Paholics, right?
Yeah.
But we don't. That's not our family, you know. That's like my dad's family. Yeah. So that's how many Paholics we had. That's pretty good. But all those years, we have lots of fun. We have lots of fun. Yeah. All go different places. Yeah. Going to Hawaii. Going to Betty. Betty won a prize in Hawaii from a store. She got. She won the prize for one week, from Super 8 store.
Yeah,
you know, years back from Super 8, so she won that to go to Hawaii, but that 1 week wasn't enough really. So I thought, I'm going to extend another week, but not one. Stayed there for 2 weeks. Yeah, so we went up there. We flew with a plane up there. We're rich in the Cali. They took us to the plane. Hey, you know, well, I couldn't drive that way anyhow. Hey. So they took us there and went to Hawaii. Then we come to Hawaii and they made you get off the plane and everything. You know, there's a bus right there waiting for us there. The minute we come to the main place there, oh, the girls right up there with putting that around your neck, and then taking pictures there. Holy smack and hugging, yeah. I said, boy, we didn't come to a good place, all right. yeah. We stayed there. We stayed there close to 2 weeks, right, that we took off. Yeah. But anyhow, like for us, like wife and me, we don't care too much for holidays, hey? You know? Mm-hmm. We want to come back, tell you the truth. We want to come back like 2 days or 3 days. Everyone will come back home. And we booked for 2 weeks. We want to come back. We've seen everything already. When you see the other walking all over the place, and you go, you take your, there's a bus that takes what do you call it now?
A tourist bus.
A tourist bus. We had that, different ones. Mm-hmm. All different places. You see everything. So I thought, heck, we see everything already. So what helped people go rush like a lost dog? You know? So that, yeah. So we felt like I'm coming home already. Well, we couldn't here because we was booked for 2 weeks, eh? Yeah. Yeah. And then a lot of times we'd be away before that. We used to go to arena casinos too, eh? Casinos quite a bit. Oh yeah, went casinos, yeah. Yeah, my brother and his wife and me, yeah, we always go to casinos. We go to Las Vegas or Las Vegas is just another one there. Yeah. There's two of them there. But then like in Edmonton, we used to go last to Yellowknife, eh? Mm-hmm. We go to different places in that city, we used to go last to Yellowknife, eh?
Yellowhead.
Yeah, we went to Las Vegas. There was a lot of guys from Athabasca there we didn't even know.
Oh, in the really casino.
Yeah. We didn't even know they were there. Oh. Well, they were come with different play there, but they were there before we. Eh?
Yeah.
But then the last day, like Brother John, John and his wife, they sure like casinos. Well, I do too. Eh? But I was playing different, all different places. Eh? I mean, 2 bits here, 2 bits. What's 2 bits? Eh? You know, it's more than 2 bits. I mean, it was $10, $20, whatever it was. Eh? But you lose everything right away. Eh? Mm-hmm. Lose everything. But I don't put too much. Eh? I know how I play. I got to watch how I play because they'll take everything away on you.
Yeah.
You know. So I kept on playing, and there was a V, a slot machine, like a V, like this. You know. Mm-hmm. So I went right in the corner of that V. And I didn't know those guys were there. Brother John was at that end there. I didn't even know because it was this. I couldn't see him. And there was that lady in that corner playing there. And I was sitting right down there. But there was, on top, there's a lady, if you want any money, she'll give you money. If you're short of money or something, she'll give you money. And you know what she told me? You keep on playing, keep on playing, keep on playing. You're going to hit it. You're going to hit it. You know what? Before she told me that, the money was coming in that big pot, big pot. It was half full. It was half full of quarters already I made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure happy just pouring out. And that lady said on top, she's not supposed to. She said, keep on playing. You're going to hit it. You know what? She said that, bang, $3,200.
Oh, nice.
$3,200, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they right away, somebody pulled right away that I won. And those girls right there come along, and the guys with cameras put that in there. Oh, yo. Yeah, 3,200. But they took 10% off of that, eh? The minute you make that much money, they take 10% off.
Oh, in the States, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did, yeah. Yeah, we had lots of fun, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we played. Yeah, we played lots in Edmonton. Yeah, we go to casinos, yeah.
Well, Nick, it was nice visiting with you.
No, thank you.
Thank you,
Carmen. Yeah, thanks a lot for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.